It's Helping Hand. Every Friday afternoon, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we have a return visit from Honolulu Habitat for Humanity, Executive Director Jim Murphy. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Explain how Habitat functions for those who are completely new to the concept.
We build homes with families who may not have another option to fund their housing and may not have an option at all to realize the dream of homeownership.
Key requirements.
So there's three core tenets to becoming a partner family. One is you have to be financially stable. So we do go through a financial qualification and some education to let families know this is what that mortgage means in their actual financial situation. And the mortgage is financed through us. So it's a zero interest mortgage. So whatever the cost of the house is, that's what the family pays. They also have to be in need of housing. So it can't simply be that they're sick of their house and they want to build a new house. They have to be in inadequate housing, in an overcrowding situation, or potentially on the thresholds of becoming homeless. And the third is to be willing to partner. Families who work with us come and put sweat equity into the house before we start the build and every Saturday as we're out there building with our volunteers and sponsors.
And what's the story with the land?
Things are changing a little bit. We do have families who do come to us with land or land lease recipients from Hawaiian Homelands, but then we are starting to access land through some partnerships that we've got. So we're starting to try and get families qualified who may not have that access to land. There might be some opportunities down the road.
You have an innovative approach to selling things that a lot of folks could use in their life, and I'm referring to the ReStore.
Yes, we have a ReStore. It's located in Kalihi. People donate building materials, appliances, furniture that they no longer need, and then we take those and sell those out of our store to the general public, and that helps fund our mission. And it can be individuals who want to make donations. It could also be companies who want to make a donation that's tax deductible.
Fixing up of existing property.
Our home preservation program is really designed for folks who've already got a home, but they are in need of repairs to either improve the value, the appearance, or the safety of the home.
And how about somebody who's facing a new disability or has a disability and they need ramps, grab bars, ADA requirement stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. It fits into that program very well.
If there are people who are contractors, people who can build things, and they're thinking, wow, I'd really love to help a disabled person, somebody who's wheelchair bound, which can be real life-saving measures, you'd be interested in hearing from these folks.
Absolutely. We have a saying that it's not about the house, it's about the community that builds that house.
Those kind of efforts on behalf of somebody who is wheelchair bound, I am sure, would be greatly appreciated. A lot is going on with Habitat that offers a lot of opportunities for volunteering and for contributions from the community.
Yes. As we begin 2017, we will have two homes currently under construction, five homes in addition to that, that we hope to at least start. We're out there every Saturday building. We want to get as many people involved as we possibly can. So we're calling out to volunteers to come out and help us build and businesses who want to potentially sponsor a build day, give their employees great team building exercise. You get t-shirts with your corporate logo on them, get a little bit of PR through social media. We do our level best to make sure that if folks are supporting us, that we are supporting them. That's our mission in action every single Saturday. And when we're done with every house, we have a big volunteer celebration. So we bring all of those volunteers back. If you got a lot of folks that may be out there building the foundation, they don't get to see the finished product.
Are there certain supplies you need?
Flooring and drywall and cabinetry and everything that goes into building a home.
Are there volunteer opportunities?
You can volunteer at our ReStore. Help us refinish furniture. We'd be more than happy to teach people how to refinish furniture. Help us work in the office or serving on one of our committees as well.
Gala planning for your upcoming event in June.
Yes, we are planning on doing a gala June 10th, a way to show our appreciation to all of those volunteers, everybody that has come out and supported us, but also just to sort of show this is what we're trying to accomplish. Affordable housing and homelessness is arguably one of the greatest issues facing this state, and we are one component of that solution.
HonoluluHabitat.org, 808-538-7070, info@HonoluluHabitat.org. All of their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived and waiting for you at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. From Habitat Humanity, Honolulu, their Executive Director Jim Murphy, thank you for being our guest, and thanks for all that you guys are doing, especially anyone who's disabled, who you're able to make their life a little better through one of these projects that you do. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.